will have a program for the children. It'll be the children's Christmas program. Got it on short notice, but it's pretty well planned. They have an activity because breakfast is served starting at 9. The program will be at 10:30. And then we have a special visitor, I hear, that's coming at 11. Now, I don't know what his name is, but I hear he's pretty good. Kids, bring your parents. Parents, bring your children. And have a good time and learn what the season is all about. Thank you.
I can't get announcements wrong like this. Any other announcements? Oh, yes. Friendship Club is this Thursday here at the church. 12 noon. This Thursday. Oh, bring a $10 gift. Go have a Chinese gift exchange. Come ready to fight. Oh, come ready to eat. All right, I don't have my bulletin. What's next? Yes, sir. You're up.
First of all, I don't want anyone to panic because my wife was on time for church today. There's going to be no earthquakes or anything like that, so. And I'll pay for that dearly. I just won't tell you who my wife is. If everyone would stand and turn to page 211, we'll sing O Come, Emmanuel.
That born to It's on. I would like now to ask Ken and Lee Amon to come and do our second Advent lighting.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from the old. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of his salvation to the people by the forgiveness of their sins. God chooses the most unlikely messengers, a desert wild man dressed in animal skins and eating locust and wild honey, a poor shepherd shunned by the polite society, keeping silent watch on the fields, or today perhaps a school teacher, a waitress, a plumber, a laborer, or even a child. Jesus comes not just to those of us in Orange Park, but even to those in New York, Beverly Hills, Syria, Iraq, Africa, and North Korea. Jesus comes to us in the words of a preacher in the song of a choir, but also in the siren of an ambulance, in the letter opened in a prison cell, in a visit to a nursing home, and in the smile or cry of a child. And for everybody, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
So glad I get to have a children's moment today. What month is this?
December.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you to stand up in a minute, but that's okay. We're going to ask the audience to help us today. Normally, the pastor asks you all questions, right? Uh-huh. But today, we're going to ask the congregation the questions. And what do all these decorations mean? What?
They mean that Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming. Right. And so we want to remember that this is the this month is the month that we celebrate Jesus' birthday. Now, I've laid some items on the step. I want each one of you to choose one item, and I'm going to let you walk down the aisle and show it to the people, and then we're going to ask them a question. Okay, come on. I'll lead the way, and one at a time now. I mean, you all follow us in a row, okay? Here we come. Hold it up so everybody can see what it is. Turn it this way so they can see the inside. That's a way. Now, everybody got a good look at these things because I'm going to ask you a question. Okay. Now we'll turn around and come back. Mm-hmm. Woo-hoo. Oh, just a minute. This is not supposed to be on there. Okay. Now, stand in a row right here. Okay. Hold yours up where everybody can see. Why should this make you think of Jesus? Anybody, raise your hand and shout it out. The angels proclaimed his birth. Very good. You may lay it right over here on this side. Okay. Now hold yours up high and turn toward the congregation Now, why should this remind you of Jesus? Come on. Okay, I think the choir is going to answer this one. Show it to the choir.
The wise.
That's okay. They're ornaments, and they're thinking of gifts from the wise men. But is there something else? Why would they make you think of Jesus? What shape are they? Round. What shape is the world? Why does that make you think of Jesus? Why?
Because that's the shape of... Because Jesus is our light in the darkness.
Okay. All right, now put yours over here. Okay. Hold it up. Okay, who's going to answer this one? Makes you think of Jesus. Why? Ah, the family together is going to praise Jesus with gifts. Okay, very good. Okay, hold it up high. How about this? Why does the wreath remind you of Jesus? We want the congregation to answer. They forgot. Evergreen. Oh, very good. Evergreen, and that means that Jesus is our salvation forever and forever, starting right now. Okay, here's down. And here's the candle. Jesus is the light of the world. Everybody knew that one. I am so glad. Thank you all very much. And I have a basket of candy. The pastor left this for us. You may choose one. You're welcome.
Now, if the ushers will come, please, as we worship with our offerings. Giving of our offerings is also an act of worship. Let's thank God for the privilege of worshiping in this way. Our Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for the way that you've provided for us the material things that we need. And we thank you too for an opportunity to give back a part of that that it might be used in your kingdom work. So bless us today as we worship with our tithes and offerings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, Calvary. Good morning. Christmas is a time of anticipation and expectation. We count the days and mark our calendars. We remember Christmas's past and wait for those yet to come. Our contemporary Christmas is bridged with the joyous anticipation of those who experienced the very first Christmas. One can feel the excitement of the Old Testament prophets as they write of the coming of the Messiah. We marvel at Mary's breathless anticipation when she learns that she will bear the Son of God. We share the shepherd's joyous response to the angelic host who brought the news that Christ has been born and Christmas has come. Yet, just like that sleepy town of Bethlehem long ago, we can become so immersed in the waiting and preparation for Christmas that we miss the wonder right outside our door. Christmas is coming, but will we be there? The answer is surely yes, if we allow the child of Christmas to wake the child asleep inside each of us. And that's the reason to sing for joy.
Oh, won't be long now. Christmas is coming. Will you be there? Christmas is coming. Will you be there?
Christmas is coming. It seems the whole world is waiting, holding our breath until the blessed day arrives. Christmas is coming. And then before we know it, this day is over, and we pack up our decorations and hopes for another year. Sometimes it seems as if we're in danger of missing Christmas altogether, as if we are asleep, just like that little town of Bethlehem long ago. If only we could wake up and see the wonder of Christmas right outside our front door and deep inside our hearts. No wonder we often look forward to Christmas by looking back, hoping this year will be like the Christmas of our childhood, hoping this year Christmas will come to stay.
This is my story, this is my song. Such a long road I'm traveling on, following a star that shines from above, leading to a manger, cradling love. Bethlehem is where the journey will end. Only to have one more journey begin. On a path of truth and righteousness, telling all the world how I've been blessed.
How we long to find heaven in our world. It seems as if humankind has been searching forever. How often we've turned away from this earthly plane and lifted our eyes skyward, hoping to be closer to God, yearning to feel His love more deeply, wanting God to be with us. And so the promise was made, the promise that God would be with us, the promise that Christmas was coming. It was first etched by prophets on faded scrolls and parchments, and it was sung by priests at stone altars on Judean hillsides. It was forever written on the hearts of God's people, "O come, Emmanuel." The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Thank you.
there comes a promise of a long-awaited dawn. For a flame has been ignited that will pierce the midnight sky. Hear the sacred words of Yahweh. Hear his people as they cry. He will come for us, this Jesus. He's the hope for all mankind. He will come for us, the Messiah, born to
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come a ruler over Israel. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. He will come for us. This covenant proclaimed the nations would now come to pass in the smallest of villages. He will come for us. This hope, penned by the prophets and repeated by countless generations, will be gently whispered in the heart of a young girl. And so, in God's perfect timing, his greatest promise would be fulfilled. He spoke through his angel, sent to a virgin named Mary. You are favored, the angel said. The Lord is with you. But Mary was troubled. Do not be afraid, the angel said. Your child will be the Son of the Most High. She asked, how can this be? And was told that nothing is impossible with God. She rejoiced as she awaited the coming miracle and said, my soul glorifies the Lord.
Let the mountains move. I've come with expectation, waiting here for you. Lord of all creation, you know my author of salvation. they loved me from.
In a dream, an angel brought godly peace to the troubled heart of Mary's intended, a righteous man named Joseph. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, the angel said, and you will name the child Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Then Joseph did as the angel commanded, praising God for his faithfulness as he and Mary awaited the birth of the world's salvation.
You are everything you've promised. Your faithfulness is true. And I'm desperate for your presence. All I need is you. Waiting here for you. With my hands lifted high in praise, and it's you we adore, singing Alleluia. I trust in you, Lord. We will sing alleluia,
singing alleluia.
Alleluia, singing alleluia. With our hands lifted high in praise, and it's you we adore, singing alleluia. For you, with our hands lifted high in praise, and it's you we adore, singing alleluia. For you, with our hands lifted high in praise, and it's you we adore, singing alleluia. Singing alleluia.
And so Mary and Joseph set out into the unknown with only their faith to guide them.
Gloria, Gloria, Gloria.
They made their way through the dark night to a small village and a smaller stable. And there the light of the world was born. A thunderous host of heaven's angels surprised some shepherds in the nearby hills. Christ is born, the angels cried. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Gloria, 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 Gloria.
Everything is going to change.
The shepherds ran to tell everyone the news. Christmas has come. Christ is born today, and everything is going to change. But then they stopped running. They turned and found themselves beside a manger. They fell to their knees before the newborn Savior. They had nothing to offer him but the praise of their lips and the worship of their hearts. Let's join them there. Let's offer our worship. Let's adore him. come and behold him. He is born the King of angels. He is Christ the Lord. The stable is empty now. The heavens are still. And Christmas has finally come. In the light of a single star, a simple bed of straw, and a simple little sleeping child. Draw close. Look carefully. What do you see? If you look with eyes that are focused on the world, you will never see and never choose the road to Bethlehem. If you look with eyes that are focused on yourself, you will never see the child nestled in the hay. And if you look with eyes that are half closed, you will be forever lost in a dark, silent night. This Christmas, gaze into the manger. Open your eyes and let this child awaken, the child inside of you. Then run back into the arms of your loving Heavenly Father and thank him for the most wondrous Christmas gift imaginable, the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. Do not spend one more day waiting for the coming of Christmas, but spend every moment rejoicing that Christmas has come, once, now, and forevermore. Jesus came to live for us. Jesus came to die for us. Jesus is coming again for us. Hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus.
I don't. things to thank before we continue with our last song. First, the soloists in order of appearance was Joseph Haney, and Judy Schuster, and Diane Rue. Big hand for them. We have people that are always here to help us out. We've got Mr. Bill Walker as our Narrator Four. Our very own Mark Stewart. We have Bob Seymour back on the computer, so he puts up the video all the time. And of course, we have Sue McKill and Penny Clark in the office. They're always here. We have also some people helping us out today on different instruments. We have Ernie Elam on the bass guitar. We have Tommy Horner singing with us up here in the bass section. We've got Jason Booth back in the sound booth. Helping us out, making it sound great. And we have John Haney, freshman from Rhode Island. He's not instant. I got my own instant. And that's about it. Thank you for George, always. And I don't know if you guys are able to put it into perspective or not, but this choir, can you see how many people there are? Can you hear how good they sound? Can you see how strong our church is? It's not supposed to be that way. God has blessed us tremendously with this. And these people up here, you should find them on a regular basis and hug them and tell them how much you appreciate them singing up here for you. So they make this they make church special here. And now for Monsieur, we'll take it from here and we'll finish it off.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Christmas has come, joy to the world. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Christmas has come, joy to the world. Christ came to live for us. Christ came to die for us. Christ is coming again for us. Hallelujah. Christmas has come, joy to the world.
Come for us, the Messiah.
Says thank you to the choir for sharing with us, leading us in this part of our worship. It also says that we are very grateful for the Heavenly Father who sent His Son to be our Savior.
Yes.
Let's remember that we can continue to worship even though we're not still in this place of worship. So even as you go this afternoon, take opportunities to worship and to share with others why we celebrate the Christmas season.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you. The Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Pat and Betty and Kay, we've got robes that'll fit you. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. And please bless the other folks on the road.
Amen.